There is also talk in Boston that Cardinal Bernard Law and his deputies, who supervised pedophile priests, could face criminal charges as well. The Massachusetts Attorney General says he is not ruling anything out. Meantime, many now see Cardinal Law's resignation as inevitable. There is no word from the cardinal. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports from Boston, there is increasing talk from some rank-and-file clergy who are ready and willing to fill what they see as a void in leadership.
Ask any priest around Boston and he'll likely tell you that Cardinal Law and the accused pedophile priests who've been named in the news lately are not the only ones whose reputations have been hurt by the ongoing scandal. Some priests are reluctant to wear their collars in public. They say they've become afraid to be alone with young boys, and they worry they've lost their moral authority.
We are shamed. We are shamed because these crimes have become part of the way we are understood.
Father Bob Bullock of Our Lady's Church in Sharon, Massachusetts, is chair of a new group calling itself the Boston Priests Forum. The priests say the only way to restore their credibility is to become better leaders of the families they preach to every week.
We as a group have been unable to protect them. We have been passive. We've heard rumors. We've had suspicions, but we've generally not spoken up, have not taken risks. And we have almost been defined in those terms.
Indeed, that's how retired firefighter and devoted Catholic John Tedesco sees it. He lives in Newton. His son went on camping trips with accused child molester Paul Shanley. Like many Boston-area Catholics, he thinks Cardinal Law should resign. But he also resents the priests who were closer to the abusers and ignored or denied what was going on.
It's a lie, and you're not supposed to lie. You know, that's a venial sin. But I'll still go to church, I'll still do the same thing, but I don't need to tell any priest my confession. Tell them to God.
In Boston, several nuns have begun reaching out to such disaffected parishioners. They're distributing 30,000 leaflets headlined with quotes like, "I feel like I've been betrayed," and "I'm so angry." Sister Donna Jaimo of the Daughters of St. Paul says she felt compelled to help guide people through the ongoing crisis.
God calls each of us to respond in that way, to help one another. And certainly at this time, as maybe no other that I've experienced recently, do I feel, you know, that God is inviting me to help in this kind of way, as he's inviting all of us as Daughters of St. Paul, all the people of God.
It's exactly the kind of grassroots leadership the Priest Forum is hoping will help restore the church's credibility. Father Paul Kilroy of St. Bernard's in Newton says priests like him, who may see themselves as, quote, just a little parish in the suburbs, now have no choice but to step up to the plate.
When you look that in the diocese right now, there's a real lacuna of leadership. And then you look to Rome and see how sick the Pope is, and you wonder how that leadership works. So then you come back to yourself and say, well, I guess I do have a major responsibility to keep the gift of faith alive in this community.
More than 100 priests have already joined the forum, and hundreds more are expected. The priests insist they don't mean to be confrontational, but as one put it, unless priests stand up to the bishop, there cannot be any real reform. Again, Father Kilroy.
We need to fess up. We need to be open and honest about what's going on. There's always been this like invisible plastic shield that we used to talk about years ago that has protected the church and the leadership of the church. And that doesn't exist anymore. And we have to learn to deal with that.
Earlier this year, archdiocese officials said they welcomed a greater voice from priests, but forum members say the cardinal has refused to meet with them as a group, since their group is not sanctioned by church law. Father Richard McBrien, a professor of theology at the University of Notre Dame, has been helping the priests organize. He says their efforts should be seen as more hopeful than threatening.
It's not a question of the priests trying to seize power for themselves, but of providing leadership in the Archdiocese of Boston and giving hope to the laity who have no other voice, really, except through the voices of their priests. And I think this initiative on the part of the priests in Boston will indeed have very far-reaching effects.
Especially, McBrien says, since a similar movement is reflected in parishes across the nation.
The forces, if you will, that this crisis has unleashed are irreversible. Things are not going to go back to normal, and that will be a positive thing.
If Cardinal Law does resign, as many think he will, McBrien says that would give Boston area priests a unique opportunity to assert a new and powerful voice and establish themselves as a real force that any new cardinal would have to reckon with. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.